Katie Harrison is a St. John's-based educator who's also facilitating a series of workshops to help parents familiarize with the idea of homeschooling their child. I met up with her recently to ask her thoughts on these latest statements from the UN.
I think saying that we should open the schools as a blanket statement, full stop, is not useful to families. This is not the time for us to be rushing back to the status quo with crowded classrooms and underserved communities. This is not the time. This is a time for innovation. And again, innovation is not moving the desks 6 feet apart and everybody wearing masks. This is the time to take education outdoors. This is the time for just more than the status quo. You know, like, again, it's not helpful for families just to say we need to get them back to school. We need to open all the schools if you're not going to have the innovation to back it up. And there are very creative people out there who have lots of good ideas on how to be able to do this safely. But it's got to be more than just full stop. We're opening. I mean, they're right. You know, education has been the hardest hit. Learning can happen at home, as I said before, but I mean, there's lots of families where, you know, learning can happen at home. If you have, you know, parents who are not home, who are working multiple jobs, who don't have childcare, those kids are not, you know, getting the education that they need. If those families don't have the supports that they need, and the gap between, you know, low income and the wealthy, you know, you hear about these homeschool pods popping up all over the states. I think as a blanket statement, we can't just open the schools the way that they are. We need creative ideas. We need to innovate. We need to go outside. We need to look at different models.
Which demographic is hardest hit throughout this?
I don't know, because kids are so resilient. They're so resilient at all ages. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to be a high schooler right now, especially where you're making decisions that are going to affect, you know, the rest of your life. Those really important milestones, you think about graduation and prom and moving on to post-secondary, like that has been robbed from them. So I don't envy them at all. But I mean, kids are resilient. They have the skills to get through stuff, right? Like they bounce back quite quickly, sometimes quicker than adults, you know, because that's how their brains are. But I don't know if one is more affected than the other. You know, I think the milestones, I can't imagine being a family with a child who's in a transition year, going from elementary to junior high or junior high to high school, or starting school. My nephew is 5 and he's starting school in the fall, and we don't know what that's going to look like.
Whenever they're out for a long weekend, I know they get a little wily. Do you think it'll be difficult in terms of behavioral stuff for teachers when the students come back and they've kind of completely forgotten how to sit still in a classroom?
Oh, absolutely. And I, you know, not only the fact that they've been out of school for a long time, but there's been trauma. We've all been traumatized on some level by the pandemic, by the schools being closed, by the loss of a lot of our freedoms, by all the things that we've had to do to keep our community safe. And with trauma comes stress behaviors, and that translates to behaviors in a classroom. And I don't think that teachers are going to be prepared for those. And I don't think that's fair. Like, I would be curious to see what is on the menu for this week that the teachers will be back at school before the students go back. I know that they've had PD on Google Classroom and all that kind of stuff, but I would hope that there would be some sort of emotional regulation training on how to have empathy for that kind of stuff, how to take a step back, how to press pause and think, why is this child acting like this? You know, what is the reason behind this behavior? Instead of being reactionary and, again, being at the status quo. But I think teachers are going to see a lot of trauma behaviors, and no one is prepared for it. And teachers are going to have trauma behaviors as well. You know, we've all been traumatized, and especially if you're a teacher who has young children, or, you know, who has a family member who is immunocompromised, you know, everybody is going to be showing these stress behaviors. It's awful for everybody, and teachers are doing their best, and families are doing their best, and students are doing their best, and it's going to be hard for sure.